Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today and taking the time to come check out my podcast, to come and listen to this episode. And if you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. And may this episode contribute to you and your life and your living in ways maybe you never thought possible. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about parenting and zooming out and the bigger picture, because parenting is a huge job. I have three daughters myself who are currently 24, 22, and soon to be 20 in another month. So it was busy when they were little. At one point, I had three kids, aged four and under, and it was very, very busy, and it was overwhelming. And I lived away. We didn't have family. We had friends that were like family, but it's still not the same, right? Like, you're not going to call on them and ask them to, you know, give you a break or take the kids overnight kind of thing. So I did really find it overwhelming, and having three, I felt outnumbered. Knowing myself now, I always wanted to be a mom. But knowing myself now, I really didn't realize that I needed my space and my time. And children really don't give you that. They really don't care. They just know that they have needs that need to be met, and you have to do it. I kind of chuckle at some of these posts on Instagram where there's like parents saying when you don't want an adult, but you have a little person relying on you or whatever, and then they throw themselves on the bed, you know, like, I don't want to do this today. And it's like, you have no choice. And so anyway, you have to have a sense of humor for sure. And it certainly helps to have a partner that is hands-on and assists, but everybody's different. I have a friend who has four kids and, you know, it's no big deal to her. So you just have to know yourself. And I've had people, I heard one time, and it so resonated with me, like, someone said, you know, we're trying to decide if we should have a third. And someone said, well, when we had our third, it kind of felt like, you know, you're drowning and then someone hands you a baby. And that so resonated with me, because with two, it was, you know, each of you can kind of keep an eye on, you know, pick a child and keep an eye on them. But when you have three, you're outnumbered. And we made it. I often joke and say that my third pretty much raised herself, which is kind of true. I started a business actually when she was about 3 months old, which was kind of by accident, but I was very passionate about. And we already had a business where I was doing the books. And so life was very, very busy, but we made it through. And they're good, responsible, respectful girls. So I am very grateful. I want to just share some pointers. And I've had a few friends reach out actually, and clients this week too, around, parenting and their kids kind of struggling in relationship. And, one is kind of struggling with her emotions. And so it's like, it's not an easy world to live in. I feel like it's a lot more complicated than when I was growing up. I mean, we're so bombarded by so many toxins, energetic, like by EMFs, and then toxins in our food, and just there's a lot of toxic elements in our environment compared to when I was growing up, and those all impact and affect us. And so I really am going to say that I think it's important to clean that up, and paying attention to our diet and how that affects our brains and our bodies and our energy levels and how we deal with things is super important. And that did kind of come up with a couple of my clients, and paying attention to those things. And then also, You know, it's our job as parents. It's not our job to figure everything out for our kids. It's not our job to worry about them. And so I want to remind you that, first of all, they did choose us as their parents. And so just give me a second here. I have to do something here. And so really, they did, as infinite beings, they chose us to be their parents, believe it or not. So with that, it's really all around trying to acknowledge that they're infinite beings with their own infinite wisdom. And even though they don't remember that they are an infinite being, that ultimately that's what they are. They have lived here multiple lifetimes, and they do have a wisdom within them. And sometimes it's just our job to remind them and guide them with that. So if you're worrying about them or thinking that they're making choices that they shouldn't be, we don't know what they came here to experience. And, you know, we went through a hard time with our oldest after she graduated, and all her friends kind of knew what they were doing and going off to university. And, you know, she went on a grad trip, and then she literally came home. Well, she quit her job before she went on her trip because her boss was kind of a loser, I guess would be the best words to describe. And so we let her quit that job, which in hindsight, I probably should have said to her, you know, you can quit the job when you find another one to replace it. So she basically came back from her grad trip and was really depressed. And, you know, she just hung out in her room. And, you know, my husband and I were worried, right? As parents, you worry, you just think, you know, my kid is not going to be one of those kids that just sits at home and doesn't contribute, right? And so we were going to have a talk with her, and what we realized, or what happened was, I will often get an awareness or a download, and that's kind of what happened, where I got the awareness that she was already beating herself up. She was already having a hard enough time that she didn't need us harping on her. And so when I got that awareness, I thought, okay, so what do I need to be for her? And when you are being space and you remove yourself from all outcomes, all judgment, and you just become the space for all possibilities, that changes everything. And so ask, what can I be for her right now? And that's what I asked. And what was interesting is that, you know, my husband came home and he's like, okay, so are we gonna talk to her? I said, no, we're not anymore. I said, like, I got the awareness that it wasn't a contribution. And he just kind of looked at me funny. And I explained what I understood from it. And I just said, you know what, like, let's just give her some space. And then I got the awareness for her to apply for this job, and she's still working there and she loves it. And, you know, she's been very successful. She's got all kinds of money saved and put away, and, you know, she's doing very well for herself. And, you know, she's probably going to be looking at investing that money in real estate. And so these are things that I couldn't have foreseen. But by backing off and then getting that idea and then, you know, inviting her to apply for that job and then her doing it, like, she's so happy now. She's working that job. She's got her own kind of home-based business on the side. And then she's also an assistant for someone else who has a home-based business as well. So, you know, she's kind of got three jobs essentially, and she's very happy with how her life is. So, you know, she wasn't really meant to go to school and like all of her friends were and fit into that societal norm. There's many ways to make money. There's no right or wrong. And, you know, she could decide to go to school at any time. You know, she's got enough money saved up to go off and do that. But she's not being called to do that. And there's not anything that she's interested in. And life is about finding what you love to do and following that knowing and that calling. So, you know, if you are finding yourself, you know, judging yourself as a parent, please stop and just ask what's right about me as a parent. Just ask that question, because beating yourself up or feeling like you aren't a good parent, or that maybe you messed up because your child isn't behaving how you would expect, I'm going to say lighten up on yourself and just know that, you know, sometimes they're choosing the experiences that they are, just like my daughter. You know, I allowed her to be in the space of figuring that out. And maybe if I hadn't, maybe if I'd tried to step in or tried to force her into something, she wouldn't have learned that lesson, and that it would have come up down the road, maybe when she had a husband and kids. And so we have to remember that their choices are what creates in their life. And, you know, we need to remind them of that, that they're in charge, and they should be following the wisdom of their choices create in their lives. So if they're going to choose to be a criminal, there's going to be a certain life that's going to be created from that, versus, you know, if they're choosing to follow what they're passionate about or get really good at what they're meant to get good at. So, you know, just ask the question when you're worried. And this works for anything, not just parenting, but just ask, what can I be right now? Or what can I be for this situation right now? Or what can I be for this person right now? And it's really about getting out of your head, getting out of figuring it out, and just being a space for all possibilities. And then that way it opens up doors and avenues for them. Because if we are judging or thinking they are not making the right choices, the judgment will always stick energy. And we're all energetic beings broadcasting and receiving 24/7. And so you better believe if you're judging them or thinking that they're making wrong choices, they're picking up on that on some level. And then they're either judging themselves or buying the lies, because that's what judgments are. They're lies. And there is no right or wrong. All there is choice. So may this contribute to you. May this bring you some ease and with whatever you have going on. And remember that it's their experience. It's what they're choosing to be here to experience. And, you know, just trust the wisdom and knowledge that comes to you, be it a conversation or just giving them the space to maybe get the awareness themselves, because it's super powerful. It's more powerful for them to come to the awareness themselves than for someone to be telling them what to do. So that is called empowerment. And that's what we want to do, is we want to empower our children so that when we're not here, they are confident and they are wise and tapped into their wisdom and all of that. So thank you so much for listening today. And remember that we have to first acknowledge that we are the creators of our lives. And if something isn't working for us, we can change it. We'll see you in the next episode.